He is Jada Markin. This is Car Keys.
Robin is not with us today. I haven't been on the show much in the last few weeks, been traveling some. We'll be traveling again, but just wanted to remind people that the auto show, the New York Auto Show, is back for 2022. I know we talked about it briefly last week. I looked a little bit more on their website, and it looks like a promising show with a lot of new cars, a lot of manufacturers to be represented there. One noticeable absence, I think, will be Mazda, and I'm not sure why, but most of the other manufacturers will be represented. It's a good place to go and see cars and see them up close. You still can't obviously test a new car there, but there are different rides available. Jeep always has a little thrill ride in front of the Javits Center, where the show takes place. And I believe the electric car manufacturers will have an indoor display with the possibility to ride along several in electric cars. Looking forward to some of the new cars, a lot of new electric cars coming out. It's a little confusing. I think this has been one of Tesla's big advantages, being new on the market and having a very simple product branding strategy. You know, very few models, very few options, easy to understand the different models and the different options. And it makes it just a very easy purchasing experience. The other manufacturers, what we call the legacy manufacturers, have a ton of new models coming out. Whether it is Audi with their Q4 e-tron, or coming up, I think, next year, the Audi A6 fully electric. They're fine cars, but when you see them, they have a front grille. You don't really know if they're electric cars or not, which is fine. It's just a little more confusing to make out, you know, what the different models are.
And how do you think that's working out for consumers?
Like I said, it's confusing. I mean, I'm a car guy, and it is a lot of information to sift through and figure out what is what. And the technology is very new. I mean, it's just not easy. I mean, it's a process, and I think if you're considering purchasing an electric vehicle, there's a lot of research that you need to do, and a lot of things that you at least have to try to understand. And this gets me back. This gets me on the whole subject of dealers. It takes a dealership network of people who are not only able and willing to sell the product. A couple of years ago, when GM started selling their Chevy Bolt, which I'll get back to in a second, you know, they weren't even putting the Chevy Bolt in the front of the showroom on the front lot. I mean, dealers had no interest in selling the electric car. There were less expensive cars, you know, slimmer margins, no assurance of any work to be done on the cars in the future. So there's very little maintenance on an electric car. So dealers still don't have that much of an incentive to sell you an electric car. And this is why, and I'm going on another tangent, this is why Ford is separating their two, they're separating their brands. You know, they're going to have Ford is going to keep selling cars under the Ford nameplate for their internal combustion engines. And they're going to have another brand just for the electric vehicles. I mean, that is the plan in the future. So it is confusing. It's not going to be easy. It isn't easy.
Right, and how are, do you have any advice for people who are trying to weed through it, or just stand back? I saw something, and this sounds like it's random, but, you know, the used cars, the prices of cars just seem just designed to make you just not get one right now.
Yeah, you shouldn't. I mean, this is not the time to buy a car. If you have a car that you want to sell, or you have too many cars,
Talking
about this is a time to unload cars. I mean, the prices for used cars is absolutely insane. There's got to be, in the foreseeable future, a market correction. We've talked about this. Prices of new cars through the pandemic have increased by about 10%, providing you can find a car. So 10% increase for new cars. Used cars have gone up to in average 40% in price. So we're seeing certain cars now that are selling on the used car market, three-year-old cars that are selling for the same amount of money, if not more, than what they cost when they were new. That's totally insane. So if you need to buy a car, be careful, do your research. If you don't, hold on to your car. Don't. Now's not the time to buy a car just because you want a new car. I mean, you can always buy a new car if you want a new car, if you can afford a new car. But for people who just need a car, try to keep what you have.
It's one of those. It's funny because if you remember the original Carvana commercials, it's like, hey, this is simple. We'll just bring this car to you. We'll just drop it. It's like, hey, press a button, order it up, right?
Carvana now is buying back cars. In fact, they have there's been reports out there that people have sold their cars and Carvana has their model, their pricing model for buying back cars or just buying cars was at some point flawed, and I'm sure they've corrected that because they were overpaying. You would put in your information. It's very simple. You put in your VIN number, and they'll do all the research on your car and then come out with it. It's an automated, fully automated offer. You can sell. People were selling their cars for crazy amounts of money on Carvana, and obviously they turn around and come back and sell it for even more money. I mean, Robin will be happy to talk about that when he comes back, but he was telling me that, he was pricing out, who knows why, another equivalent Jeep to the last one he bought, and the prices since he bought his, I think about a year ago, have gone up, like 20% easily. It's just crazy. So need to sit back, take a deep breath, and look at what's coming out, and I do think that right now is not the time to buy a used car. Some people may not have the option, obviously. And there are a few things. I mean, back to electric cars and back to the Chevy Bolt, I think that that particular model, if you're trying to get into the electric market on the cheaper side, the more affordable side, now is the time to look at the Chevy Bolt. It's a little compact, hatchback. They've had a lot of problems. These cars just ignited and exploded. The batteries exploded and the cars took fire. And GM has replaced or is in the process of replacing all these first-generation batteries in the Chevy Bolts. So if you find a used Chevy Bolt from 2017 were the first model year, 2017 to 2019, all those cars are getting new batteries that are totally fine. So if you can find one of those cars at a decent price, they're certainly worth it. But we know I've been biased, and this is a car that I find to be a good buy.
And anything else, doesn't have to be electric, but anything else like that quote, if you can find it, think about. Think about acquiring it? Just broadly. I mean, obviously, prices and... for example, jumping to the real estate field for one second, some people are looking for a house and the agent or whatever, they're precious agent was telling them, well, you know, basically bid, yes, rates are going up, but bid, you know, you have to put in a bid that's above the bid of the bid of the bid of the bid.
I think the logic is
just effective, but never mind.
I think you're not shopping for cars. You know, you're not shopping pricing. I mean, if you find the car, I mean, it's still the and I've said this before. If you're doing this thoroughly, you know, the way to go now to find a car is to go to one of the car sites, whether it be Auto Trader, Car Gurus, and there are a bunch of others. They all work. Carfax. They all use the same, or Edmunds. They all use the same platform or the same databases. You know, narrow down the cars you're looking for, narrow down the price range, and then you start and then you start looking for, you know, different cars. There are a lot of good cars out there. They're just expensive right now.
That's true. But going back to where we were is, like, as you said, this is not really the time. If, you know, if you don't have to buy a car, this isn't your moment. If you have to buy a car, you know, do your best.
Well, and you know, I don't know the exact numbers, but and I do this from time to time. A couple years ago, pre-pandemic, there were on those sites like Auto Trader or Car Gurus. If you did a search and you know, just left all the criteria, you know, so all the cars in the entire country, you had, I believe it was 4.5 million cars out there. There are less than a million cars now on those sites. So the inventory, and that is a good reflection of what the inventory of cars is, you know, in the country, both new and used. But it'll be interesting because, you know, some of the auto manufacturers are going like, this is not a bad idea. Maybe we should revise our whole inventory strategy and what, because let's be honest, and if we compare, and I've talked about this before, you know, inventory of new cars on dealer lots in this country versus what you have in, for instance, in Europe, where I spent a good chunk of my life, historically we've had dealers here with hundreds of cars on the lots. And so the buying experience here of a car has historically been, you know, walk in the candy store and, you know, walk out with a car. You know, the candy is all there, and choose what you want. Somebody will force it on you, whatever, but you will walk away that day with a car. In Europe, it has always been, you know, you order it 6 weeks. You know, there are 15, 20 cars on the lot, no more, and order it and get it when it's ready 6 weeks later. They built the spec, and manufacturers are starting to think that way for this market as well.
And was that a back in the day thing?
What do you mean?
Ordering? No, I'm not talking about Europe, but here,
well,
because
here,
I remember
Robin keeps saying, you know, no, he's a little older than I am, and I wasn't living here, but he remembers doing that. But I think you know, this model of having a lot of cars on display and ready to go has been a model for a very long time.
Yeah, absolutely. And I remember, and this is, I'm not even going to tell you when, I'm not sure you were born, but, you know, talking about how, you know, Mrs. Gottbucks in Westchester would ring up and order, you know, next year's model.
Right.
And that was one thing, but this is actually, this was more of a, going back even further as a kid, remember not Mr. and Mrs. Gottbucks, but ordering the car that you wanted. Like before it became this super, just before Cal Worthington, just as an image. Do you know that? Do you know who Cal Worthington is?
No, I plead guilty.
Okay, well, that's something for you to look up. And any other listener who doesn't know who Cal Worthington is, it's a good trip down memory lane. And it will give you the image that I'm referring to. But basically, you know, massive, massive acres of used cars. Acres.
Yeah.
But it's the acres of cars image, you know, that then became, you know, interesting. So I just, as usual, I'm a big believer in a middle ground. But in other words, I think you should be able to order what you want and not have to wait 10 years for it.
But in some instances, you need something in some, right away.
And exactly, it's nice to and have it you on should the shelf. You should be able to do that too.
Yep.
And I guess that puts me in a massive minority. But what else is new?
So a few new cars coming out that, in this case, Auto Trader has found to be the best new cars. So every one of the publications has an idea of what's best, but these are indications. Acura, the luxury brand, Honda's luxury brand, has a new MDX. That's their full-size SUV. There's a new version of the Acura MDX, which is also the Honda Pilot. So it's a luxury version of a Honda Pilot. Looking forward toward the new F-150 Lightning. And by the way, next year, the Chevy Silverado. I'm really curious to see how those pickup trucks are going to sell in electric form. I hope they sell well. I still find if we can push, or if manufacturers can push electric vehicles to a market or people who are notorious for loving big old V8s, then I think that is where the market is going. If you can convince those people to go electric, then definitely the world is going electric. That's the way I see it. But it'll be interesting to see. Another Ford, which I think is a really interesting product, we've talked about it a little bit, the Ford Maverick, which is the replacement or the comeback of the original Ford Ranger, a small, light pickup truck. It's gotten great reviews. I haven't seen any yet. What I have seen on the road is the new Jeep Grand Cherokee. There are quite a few now. The extended version, which is more like the size of a Ford Expedition or a Chevy Tahoe. And it looks really, really good. And I'm pretty sure that's going to sell well. And, it's a three-row Jeep Grand Cherokee. So, back to a comeback of the minivan, if you look at the new Kia Carnival, it looks awesome. I've seen a few. It's a minivan that looks like an SUV and a modern one. A very practical vehicle, and it may convince people to go back into minivans, things we did in the 80s and 90s before the SUV craze.
Well, there's a reason they were called people carriers. You know, I mean, it's like if exactly. You're going to have a this is something also I've never understood. It's at different stages in your life, you need different things. And I'm not entirely certain that, people have made that transition, so to speak.
Yeah, and then sometimes you go back to... And then it's interesting. I was just reading an article about the Subaru WRX. And for those of us who are sporty car fans, the Subaru WRX has always been the sports and racing version of the Subaru Impreza. And, generation after generation, the car has gotten a little more polished and a little less of a toy car. But it still remains, a pretty basic all-wheel drive, turbocharged, fast little car. Interestingly, for this year, this is the first time Subaru has the sheet metal, the chassis, the car is WRX only. So it's not based on an Impreza. It's got its own, its own model, if you will. And it's a little more refined than the previous versions, but not a whole heck of a lot. And, it's trying to cater to people who are growing older and evolving from, what their cars used to be and trying to retain some of the original, clients of those cars, of people who were young then and are more mature now, but can still justify buying it, the toy car. Same thing with Volkswagen and the GTI. The GTI, I mean, we all remember the GTI of the mid-80s. late 70s, actually, 1980 here in this country, but mid 76 back in Europe. And the GTI is just the same spirit, the same car, but a lot, you know, it's almost twice as heavy now as it was 40 years ago. But basically, the spirit of the car is the same, just a little more polished, a lot more polished than it used to be. Faster, more comfortable, much bigger.
And you think that we're you think we're heading in that direction?
What?
Comfort and bigger.
Well, yeah.
Without going into land yachts.
We can go there, and Robert would jump in on this one. Yeah, cars have gotten bigger. I don't know, you know. Look at what we're... Once in a while, I saw, not too long ago, I saw a big Cadillac convertible on the... I think it was on the Hutch, one of the nice days, a week or two ago. And even the big cars of you know, those boats of the 1960s, the 70s, you know, they don't look that big anymore.
No, that's true. All you have to do is... I'm sorry, I'm not endorsing, but watch a Liberty Mutual commercial. All I think of is Starsky and Hutch when I see that. And if you haven't seen one, then, you know, you need to...
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and same thing with pickup trucks, same thing with full-size cars. I mean, yes, cars have grown. You know, they've also become much safer. I mean, these cars now are much heavier, but you know, they're just way better product than they were, you know, 30, 40 years ago. And they keep getting better and better. And I keep saying, there's no bad cars these days. I mean, you know, you cannot make a big mistake in purchasing one car versus another. There are some cars that are a lot more expensive to run than others. That's a whole, you know, that's still up for debate. There basically are no bad cars, no real lemons.
I think that should be the name of a company.
What's that?
No Real Lemons.
No Real Lemons.
I'm going out and having a logo designed. I don't know about you. Is there any? No. That's the name of the next new. You know, that's the name of my my quote hybrid balanced. You can order your car, or you can come on the lot. No Real Lemons.
No Real Lemons. There you go.
All right.
No Real Lemons. Back to electric cars, and
in a minute.
I have to talk about Tesla for 2 seconds.
You okay. Know,
we keep wondering if Tesla's here to stay. I think we've established that they are. There's always the question of quality of their cars and what will happen at, you know, when the cars reach 100,000 to 200,000 miles. I just read an article about a... So this was a report on a Model 3 that came out. You know, so the car came out in 2017. This particular car is a 2018, and it's got over 200,000 miles. And the guy who owns it has a YouTube channel and travels a lot with it. So he charges it on the road and in in the supercharger network, and very little at home where things would be cheaper. And so the all-in price of you know, the electric quote-unquote fuel and maintenance, I think, came out over the 200,000 miles to something like 37 cents a mile. You know, and that includes the electricity to power the car and the maintenance. It seems like tires were a big thing on the Tesla. Changing tires every 40,000 miles, which is not, you know, that's almost acceptable. You can get better, but, you know, basically the car is reliable. Yes, there are quality issues, and those things come, you know, the fit and finish on Teslas has been a subject of conversation. But overall, the car is reliable and is inexpensive to run. So if you're looking at buying an electric car, I would start there, and then you start looking for, you know, back to the process of buying a car. Start with Tesla, look at what they have, and then look at all the competition. There is competition out there. The
right.
Ford Mach-E, you know, there's, but that's where you start.
All right. He is Jay DeMarkin. This is Car Keys.